South Africans, good evening.
My fellow South Africans.
My fellow South Africans.
My fellow South Africans.
My fellow South Africans.
I want to live in a South Africa where I feel safe.
A country free of hate, free of violence and full of love.
I need to live in a South Africa in which we try to do better than the day before.
Equality, dignity, compassion, peace.
Something inside so strong.
You can go to Kuro Creatives on their YouTube page to find out more about that. But this is, of course, Kuro Learners performing a rendition of that incredible song, Something Inside So Strong. It's sung by a grade 12 learner, Phoebe Mgagli, from Kuro Sitari. And you'll remember, of course, it's a song that was inspired by a documentary about apartheid South Africa. Labi Sifre, the British songwriter, singer in 1987 wrote that song because of what he saw happening here in South Africa, and it's being used once again to bring hope to our land.
702 Africa Fridays.
Africa Fridays, Crystal Alderson, a very good morning to you. I'm told you are about to get a shot in the arm.
Literally, Bogani, a few seconds ago, Nurse Pumzile kindly injected me with my vaccine. So I'm literally sitting here and waiting for Bogani to come so that I can tell you and everyone else that I just got my jab and I'm over the moon.
Oh, congratulations. We're over the moon for you. I won't keep you very long because, of course, you're still in that 15 minute to see if you're okay. But just very quickly, SADC troops now making their way to Mozambique. We've contributed 150 soldiers to that force, and there have already been battles between the Rwandan forces, who are part of it, and those insurgents in the Cabo Delgado province in Mozambique.
Yes, Bongani. So firstly, this week we see the South Africans arriving, the Botswana soldiers and Zimbabwe as well, and we're expecting more from SADC. So what actually happened, that the Rwandan troops were the first, and they were the first significant foreign deployment ahead of the SADC troops. So this week they actually had their first battle with insurgents. And so one is, of course, now looking at if that happened with the Rwandan forces, what lies ahead for the SADC troops. So I think firstly for 702 listeners, the question is, we're spending close to R1 billion. What does it mean for us? Bongani, I think we do not have a choice to contribute to the troop deployment.
Yeah.
Mozambique is our neighbor. We know an unstable neighbor means if they sneeze, we get the cold. And so South Africa and the region cannot afford a prolonged war, Bongani. It will be absolutely disastrous. So the reality is we have to contribute a troop. So I don't think we can argue about it. Yes, we don't have the money. Yes, we have domestic issues. But the fact is, Bongani, we have to contribute. So I think that's one issue. Secondly, there is no quick fix solution, Bongani. Clearly, a new report by the UN released this week said that the threat of IS in parts of Africa is very worrying. So it means that IS is not going to retreat, Bongani. They've received money, they're becoming more savvy, and the fact that they fought with the Rwandan troops means they don't want to go. They're just not going to go away. And so the reinforcement of the SADC troops, we also see that Mozambique is getting assistance from its former colonial ally, former colonial Portugal, for strategic assistance regarding intelligence and other security. So all that help is coming. And so one is, of course, hoping with the thousands of troops there that you know, it will deal with the insurgency. I don't think it's going to be an overnight defeat, Bongani. The fact is, not only will Mozambique really, and our soldiers will really have to basically go into battle with IS because they're not going to just leave. I think the reality is also this massive displacement. And, of course, that issue of the oil companies, you know, they declared a force majeure of what happened in March. You know, the region, the area is so unstable. And so, you know, bringing in the soldiers is one aspect. But I think always, Bongani, we have to look at what has happened in the rest of the continent, where troops have been deployed. Here we talk about Mali, we talk about Central African Republic, we talk about the DRC, we talk about South Sudan. It's really quite mixed in terms of if you have a foreign troop deployment. but I think it's necessary. And other political analysts on the ground are pointing out, yes, you have the foreign deployment is one aspect, Bongani, but the next aspect is dialogue. Is dialogue possible in Mozambique, given that we, for instance, know that for a long time we could never get accurate information of what was happening in Mozambique because the Mozambican government was absolutely silent on it. So is dialogue the answer? If so, how does it start? But for now, I think we have to welcome the foreign troop deployment, including South African soldiers, Bongani.
We'll leave it there, Crystal Alderson. Let's hope that change can come to Mozambique and this part of the world. Echoes of the Past by the great Jimmy Dludlu, of course, originally from Mozambique. Jimmy Dludlu, I used to live with him in the same building. Okay, hold on. We used to live in the same building.